We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Hey, what is this?
This is Modest Yahoo, bro. King without a crown. Because now the king, Canes have a king without a crown. Until we have the touchdown crown, of course.
Touchdown crown. Touchdown crown. Touchdown crown.
Why are you looking at me like that? The touchdown crown is money. We got to do it this year, Leroy. Come on.
So
yesterday was
no. Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
The last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how people aren't focused on football. They're all being individuals and not team, right?
Right.
We need to get rid of the touchdown chain and the touchdown ring and the turnover chain.
Well,
because they were 6-7, and you shouldn't be celebrating, right?
People have suggested getting rid of the touchdown rings and the turnover chain. I haven't been part of that. I think if you have a tradition, you stick through it.
That's not a tradition, dude. It's 2 years.
No, but traditions have to start at some point. That's ridiculous.
You know what they start? You know what they start with? Winning.
Right, which the tradition did. Boxed in.
No.
Turnover chain started with winning.
Because, wait. What did they win?
They won 10 games.
So that's the bar.
At the point, it was
No.
They were number two in the country.
No, I'm not. I give.
I'm a droid. I'm a droid.
I'm going to tell you right now, Miami fans and you get everything you deserve.
I don't know what that means.
What it means is.
We have a positive
right, you went 7-6 and 6-7, mm-hmm. right? And what are you talking about?
Touchdown crown.
The 10-0 you started 3 years ago. That's what you're talking
about. You asked specifically, when did it start? I said 3 years
okay,
ago
but once,
when they were number two in the country.
Wait, but here, once you realize that maybe this is a deterrent and it's not working the way it was before, you gotta stop it.
I got a feeling it has more to do with our quarterbacks going out and partying and slaying Instagram models than it does the fact that they were wearing touchdown rings. That's just me.
We're going to get our swag back on offense.
What do you mean we're not focused on football?
Come on, Leroy. We got Rhett Lashley. He's bringing the swag back.
Oh, my goodness.
Not worrying about catches and yards and stats.
Yep. It's all about team.
You're not worried about it, but.
De'Aaron King's coming here.
I can. Definitely something I get used to.
McKickin's going to be here. He gets the golden boot every time that he hits a kick.
Okay, this is the U.
All I'm saying is, Leroy, at least yesterday, felt like we got our first victory in a while. Literally, we got our first victory in a while. It's been a while, taking losses to FIU and La Tech. But now Manny's like a duck in water. Like
Everybody has to own 6-7.
He loves transfer portal time, and he's good at it. He is good at the transfer portal.
Here's what I'll say about the quarterback coming in. The one thing that he comes here with is credibility,
mm-hmm.
as far as how he goes about
football. He's better than Tay Martell.
How he goes about football.
Yep.
How he works. That's just coming. I don't know this for a fact, but just what everybody has said outside of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that this guy is—he's going to prepare and work, you know, at football.
Right.
Okay, that in itself brings, you know, something a lot better than has come here.
Yeah, and then you got Rousseau and Roche. It seems like they got themselves a nice little rush tandem there, going to wreak havoc on quarterback. It was a good day yesterday, Leroy. It's a good day. First good day in a while. It seems. Just looking for small victories,
I'm okay.
Remember what,
you're looking for small victories.
Small little wins.
I'm looking for wins on the football field.
Okay, but we can't do that right. But we can't do that
okay,
right
but
now. What am I supposed to do? Say nothing?
So that you know what that means?
What?
You humble yourself until you can get to that point. You don't keep talking trash because guess what? The same guy that came in and said, we gotta own 7-6.
Yeah.
Now you gotta own 6-7. You're going the wrong way.
Understood.
So maybe you ought to just humble it down a little bit and say, you know what? We have confidence, but we're not going to be out there talking a whole bunch of trash. We're going to go to work and prove it on the field. You ever heard of that? Has anybody ever heard of that?
Counterpoint.
There's no counterpoint.
Counterpoint.
You're 6-7.
Well, not anymore. It's a clean slate. We're 0-0. Season's over. Okay? We didn't fire him. Look, I said after FIU, if you're going to fire Manny Diaz, losing that value is a fireable offense. They didn't, though. So what am I supposed to do?
No, it's not a fireable offense.
It is.
No.
Losing that value is a fireable offense.
Okay, you chuckleheads. This is another reason why your program can't go anywhere.
Leroy.
Because one moment is not a fireable offense.
Leroy, we've had Morning Drive now for about 5-6 months, right?
Yep.
If I were to come up here and I were to just say the F word and our dump button didn't work, it's a fireable offense. I can't go and say, oh, come on, guys. I've only had the Morning Drive show for 6 months.
That's different.
It's not. It's not, though. It's not. And so losing FIU is a fireable offense, but they didn't. So clean slate. So if I didn't get fired over the F word, clean slate.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Here's why. Bleep that, Leroy. This is Miami, not Michigan. Canes going undefeated next season.
Yeah, boy, we back.
But guess what?
I told you. We just need a small
Michigan sucks,
window.
By the way. But guess what? I've been honest about that the whole time.
Right.
I'm not out here, like, you see what I mean?
Yeah, but everybody has their coping mechanism. Like, Manny Diaz's coping mechanism when he has a bad season is...
It's a Cane thing. Leroy can't understand.
Oh, bro.
Yeah, he's right. Oh, bro, we back, son. Yes, yes, it was a good day. That's what I'm talking about, Leroy.
Woo!
Nah. You know what yesterday was? A coronation.
Yeah, it was Manny won the offseason, right?
Bro, he did.
He won it last year.
Again, too. I know, but he's good at that. I don't know what to tell you.
Would you want your coach to be good at the offseason or good during
the season? Ideally, I'd like him to be good at the season.
Ideally.
There's not a season right now. So right now, all I can say is who's winning the offseason, and right now the Canes won the offseason.
We're 4 plays away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows?
Can I tell you something?
No, you can't tell me.
Can I tell you something? It's not easy being the king. It's not. Look at Meghan Markle and that ginger prince. They all left royalty.
It's not easy being the king, but I would rather you not be the town jester.
The rules that we live by here in UM.
And that's what you are right now.
Miami,
talking this.
Three or 4 years,
this right here?
Yeah.
You can compete for championships every year.
Make me a bicycle clown!
Your ass kicked by Miami every year you play. And that's it.
That's it? Yeah. That's it.
Somebody says, I could have sworn you said the F word on Saturday, Tobin, and you weren't fired. I didn't host on Saturday, sir. So, not me. Probably Duarte. Fire me.
Yeah.
Let's get to some headlines, Robbie. What do we got, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Canes back to portal champs.
You gotta understand, though. It's rooted.
No, I don't have to understand.
No, you do.
I understand.
Listen, let me.
Is your team winning football?
Can I bring you along? Let me bring you along for the cruise. Let me explain it to you. All right.
I'm not getting on that ship.
No, you have to. Listen to me. We can't help what we are. Okay, as Hurricanes fans, and if you give me a window for swag, I'm gonna take it, sir. I don't know what to tell you. I can't help it. I am who I am. I'm not gonna apologize for it. And if there's a moment where I could swag out, I'm gonna swag out.
But do you realize that throughout the history of, every time I say history, it's usually followed with a cuss word, get ready. No, but I'm just saying, throughout the history of this program, right, swag was associated with winning.
Understood.
Not transfer portal.
I'm showing it.
I don't even know what that means.
All offensive lines that are built takes a period of time. You can't just put 5 first-round picks together and it's going to work right away. Offensive lines don't work like that. They've never worked like that. Check the history of
Oh, yeah, we did say the F word on the air. We didn't get fired.
I'm just saying. Like, come on, man. Like, well, it's, man, not, he, it's not. Everybody thinks that this is me hating on the Canes. No. Wait, I can't legitimately talk about the Canes and not talk about, hey, man, it's time to just shut up and play football.
Right.
That has nothing to do with how I feel about. I've been saying it for the whole year, though. Yeah. Even when there was football to play.
I understand. But that year's over. And now we're at 0-0, and we're in transfer portal time, and we're winning the portal. So why can't we just have a little fun? You know, hey.
You know what fun to me is?
Even losers get to go on vacation.
You know what fun to me is? Hmm. Winning.
But we can't win right now.
Or ever.
You can work to it. You can work towards it.
I don't think they can. The classes start today. So yesterday was just a little celebration.
He, like, this, I feel like I'm doing a show with Manny. I do.
I felt good for Manny Diaz yesterday.
Are you a firm believer that you're 4 or 5 plays away from being 7-0?
I'm not. I hated that. You know I hated that.
Well,
but the
way you're talking, that's how it's resonating with me right now.
Okay, but here's how
the same way.
Here's how it goes. Okay.
No, I already know something.
Fine. I'll give you a break. Go ahead, Robbie.
They should have you do the Manny Diaz interview every Monday for the season.
Go ahead, Robbie. What do we have for headlines?
By the way, De'Ara King is still third on the Heisman voting. As far as the Heisman odds are concerned, he is still the third favorite behind Fields and Trevor Lawrence. So in case that's a terrible bet, by the way, to bet De'Ara King this early when he plays for the Hurricanes. Probably going to win 6 games. But as far as headlines.
Now, I don't do that. I do not do that.
You kind of are,
No,
though.
I don't. Nope. Okay.
I got history on my side.
That he does that. I don't do that. I don't even talk about. Look, I talk about the schedule, the wins that you've had or mm-hmm. haven't, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm not the guy to say fire your coach. Mm-hmm. I've never said that, but I am saying, hey, humble yourself a little bit, do more work and less talk. That's not being negative. That's being real.
I've been real this whole time. I don't
know
what
you're
talking
about.
No, you, okay. I was saying this stuff last year, and everyone was laughing at me. Now more people are coming to my side and realizing that Manny Diaz is not a good coach, and he's all fluff and hype.
Ooh, Tobin, speak for yourself. Hmm? Not all Canes fans are obnoxious bleep holes.
Ask that guy if he owns a turnover chain.
Leroy, you thought you were out, and Tobin pulled you back in. I know. I want to beat the brakes off of him for it because he knows when he gets me and he has this look on his face. He knows.
Yeah. Well, you want a guy with actual swag who's actually done it on his field, Jorge Masvidal.
Oh, yeah. Yes, let's do this.
He says if all things were equal, it would bring him more pleasure to beat up Kamaru Usman than Conor McGregor.
You know why? Here's why he said that. Because the Conor McGregor fight ain't happening no time soon. That's why.
I think so.
But
I tell you what, I said this on Sunday during Fighters Fury. Sunday's at 10 a.m. I said this with Jorge with this week when he was doing his interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the Conor McGregor thing, not, I think more gray, not knowing what he's going to do. Didn't even know if he was going to win or lose. I said he did a better job selling himself versus Kamaru Usman than he did against Conor McGregor. Because right. every time he was asked about Conor McGregor, it's like, well, why do you want to fight Conor McGregor? And he says, well, the money. And I'm like, understandable. You're a prize fighter, and you should go want to make the most money possible. Mm-hmm. But fans, it's not a great motivator for fans to say, oh, I want to see this guy make a ton of money. Doesn't make sense. I think it's why so many people were put off by Mayweather-McGregor. I don't care about the money. I want to know what the story is. And with him and Usman, you know, there's a crosstown rivalry a little bit because of, you know, Fort Lauderdale Hard Knocks 365, which used to be the Black Zillions and ATT and all that type of stuff, and him saying that, oh, my former coaches who I taught, they're the ones teaching you now. Like, that backstory to me is great. It's salacious. It's just more juicy to me if you're just talking about a straight-up fight. Obviously, if you were to put them both on a pay-per-view card one weekend, if you could clone Jorge Masvidal and say, hey, you're fighting Conor McGregor tonight, you're fighting Kamaru Usman on the same night, the Conor McGregor fight's obviously going to do a lot more business. But I just think from his standpoint, he's done a better job selling himself fighting Kamaru Usman than he has Conor McGregor. I don't know how much selling Conor McGregor fight needs because they're two big stars right now, but as far as reasons why the fight is happening, I mean, he's been going in on Kamaru Usman. And then Usman, the funny thing with this is Usman's a badass, right? He's a good fighter. He's beaten
everybody.
Out of the top four guys, he's beaten three of them. The only guy he hasn't beaten is Jorge Masvidal.
And that's because he just got there.
Right. But to be champion, you've already beaten three out of the top four, That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. You can't go out there and tell me that a guy who you already beat is more deserving of the title shot than a guy who was fighting.
You haven't fought. Right.
It's ridiculous. Right. It's a ridiculous
thing. Correct.
Team. And
correct.
So he was going around town this. He goes, who's Jorge Masvidal? Who's Jorge Masvidal? It's like, what are you doing? I don't understand what you're doing.
But that's what they do. That's what they do. He's trying to play up his fight. He has to walk on Jorge a little bit because.
Yeah, but he got Jorge got him like a fish. He got him because then yesterday he goes on Twitter. Kamaru Usman goes on this giant rant. He goes, stop ducking. Nobody's ducking anybody because Jorge's like apparently he was wearing a cast at the fight, and so people are like, well, is he out? How long is Usman out? Well, I'm not out indefinitely. He got you. He got you.
Right.
Now all this Leon Edwards stuff. Bye bye. It's gone. It's gone. No, right. you've been. Hey, Jorge Masvidal went out there with his fly fishing reel. He got you.
He got him.
He got you.
Yeah, I would say this, that for me, the rematch would probably produce more money and more revenue, but the fight I want to see the most is Masvidal versus Usman.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen it. Masvidal is that dude right now.
That dude.
And Kamaru Usman has been that guy. That guy that's just, he's a killer in the ring.
All the polls.
He's a killer in the octagon.
He's the guy. Yeah, and all the polls that went out yesterday, like Ariel Helwani, who obviously has a huge following, and MMAfighting.com is a big popular website. Like, they all put out these polls. Leroy, who do you want to see Conor McGregor fight next? Every poll is coming back, and they say they want to see him fight Masvidal next. It's like, and it's not even close.
Right.
So the people want to see Conor McGregor versus Jorge Masvidal. Here's the problem. Dana White, he is gung-ho on this Conor-Khabib thing. He thinks this is going to be his Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Right.
And he's not letting it go. He ain't going to let Conor McGregor walk into a cage with Jorge Masvidal, a true welterweight,
and get
his ass kneed in the head in 5 seconds. He's not going to let that happen.
Right.
And have it all erased. He's not. Because I think he feels that Jorge Masvidal has a good chance to win the championship at welterweight. It'll be down the line. But why risk it right now?
Right.
And so Conor McGregor's gung-ho on this whole, oh, I want to fight before summer. I don't buy it. I think what's going to happen is he's going to end up fighting Khabib before he fights Jorge. I think that Jorge has to win the championship for him to truly lure Conor McGregor to fight him. Because I don't think Conor McGregor is going to risk anything until he can actually
He shouldn't. Because basically what they should do is they have an opportunity to have two giant fights.
Right.
Okay. Because we're going to have the rematch, right, with Conor and Khabib, right? And whoever wins that fight then fights Masvidal.
Right.
And that is going to be a bigger fight than if you have Masvidal fight one of those two guys right now.
Right.
Because if he wins, which he very well could, then that big fight, that super fight that you would have had first, can't happen.
Now, with all this being said, it's mixed martial arts. So what's going to probably end up happening,
somebody going to get knocked out.
Tony Ferguson's going to beat Khabib. Conor McGregor's going to lose to Justin Gaethje. And Jorge will lose to Usman. And then it's all gone. That's mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
That's mixed martial arts.
Well, all three of them ain't going to lose.
Can we respond to this texter?
Sure.
Who keeps texting in that LSU won the transfer portal last year, got a national championship. First of all, Joe Burrow was a transfer multiple years ago. Second of all, there was no hype around Joe Burrow. In fact, Orgeron was on the brink of getting fired.
Correct.
And their first game was against the Miami Hurricanes.
Yep.
This was multiple years ago. There was no hype around him. Nobody knew how good Joe Burrow was and all that. There wasn't this hype, and Orgeron wasn't swaggering around. Like, this is completely different.
Was the quarterback coach even there? What's his name?
Brady wasn't there
Brady
last
wasn't
year.
Brady wasn't there. Right.
Joe Burrow was kind of in 2018. And then in 19, Joe Brady comes to town, national champion.
Nobody thought Joe Burrow was
gonna be this. That's what happens, though, man. Like, you can't, like, when people say he wasn't that good the year before, like, you're saying the first time you step onto the football field, that's who you are for the rest of your football career?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the way people make it sound. Like, you can't get better. Okay, if that's the case, and that's what we believe, then somebody explain to me the running back for San Francisco, Mostert.
He bounced around from team to team.
Guy was cut from the Dolphins.
Yeah. Right. Explain that. If you're going to tell me that Joe Burrow wasn't that good in 2018 and then he was awesome in 2019, then you got to have a pretty good explanation for the running back from San Francisco. Because according to that theory, according to your player theory, He shouldn't even be playing football right now. So, yeah, man, stop making it sound like, oh, 2 years ago, he barely did this. Or two, anybody remember Drew Brees in San Diego?
Right? I know he messed up his arm.
No, no, no. But that they already drafted a quarterback high, and he had a good year that year. And the reason why they drafted the quarterback, because he was the years before that. So, like, stop with this. You know, players evolve. Players get better. Sometimes the situation presents itself where they can thrive and be the player they everybody thought they would be. But to say, oh, Joe Burrow wasn't nothing in 2018, or say, this guy wasn't this 2008, no, that's nothing. That means nothing to me.
We'll be back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday morning. It's a clutch Tuesday. Heat and Panthers getting themselves a pair of clutch wins yesterday. Heat winning in overtime. 7-0 in OT this season. That ties a franchise record for overtime wins in a year. No Jimmy Butler yesterday. He did not play, had hip soreness. I don't know how severe it is. Seemed like a good idea. Like, if you're just going to rest Jimmy Butler, home against the Kings at 5 o'clock, it's a good time to do it. But you were getting a little worried. That third game in four nights and how the boys were rebounding late in that game. It was looking a little bit shaky. It was looking a little bit shaky on how things were rolling for the Heat yesterday. Can I get Robbie yesterday and in the game, Bam Adebayo on Goran Dragic? He had a great pass to Bam, found him at the end of regulation. Beautiful, beautiful play. Gogi lob's not normally his thing, but him and Bam have that great connection, and it was a great pass. And so they were all happy yesterday in the locker room. Gogi and Bam, best of friends. Best of friends, they're like holding hands. Goran wanted him there. He goes, please, Bam, stay for Jack's interview, please. And he did. So Bam was elated. And here is, can we get yesterday, Robbie, Bam on Goran's pass?
He's left-handed, so it was going his way. But, he did a great pass, and it was kind of one of those things where you just build chemistry with a guy after 3 years, and you know what's a good pass and what's not, and he made a great pass tonight.
It was beautiful. It was a thing of beauty is what it was yesterday, Leroy. You can text the show 67974. By the way, we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about a half hour's time.
I'm going back and forth with these crazy texters.
People are mad at you guys. People are mad at you. People are mad at Robbie.
No.
Texter writes in.
Me and Robbie are on different levels.
Not real. We're speaking the truth. That's okay, Leroy.
You guys are like the truth twins is what you guys like to call each other.
And let me tell you, I get up every morning.
Yep.
And hope two things, that I make it through a day
yep.
without hearing you say, so you agree with me, or have Robbie saying, we're on the same page. I don't want to be on the same page.
Why?
Why?
We're a team.
Where I'm coming from and where you guys are coming from, it's two different places.
I think we're all on the same page. I just wanted to read a different book yesterday, okay? I put a bookmark in. You guys are still continuing with the story. Me, I put it aside. You know, you guys like to be in the midst of a novel, little Moby Dick. Right yesterday, you know what I did yesterday?
Your book gets a certain point and you throw it away.
Your book is Narnia.
What I did yesterday, I put the book down, decided to pick up a little magazine. Little fun read. That's what I was having yesterday. You guys want to be a couple curmudgeons about it? That's fine. Texter writes in. So just to be clear, Leroy isn't giving any credit at all for what Miami has done to improve with the portal. By the way, did Manny sleep with Robbie's girl at one point? It's impossible to be this bitter without it being personal, bro.
So,
I mean, I just know the truth.
First of all, if anybody listened earlier, I was the one person who said, you know what? Bringing this quarterback in, from what I've heard, with how he prepares and how he gets ready for games and how he handles himself and how he's a reserved guy, brings this offense and this team instant credibility from all the things that we've heard going on with this team. Well, so why wouldn't you take that as something good?
Well, because it still feels like you're poo-pooing it, because we are just looking for a little dub in the off season after getting our teeth kicked in for the better part of 4 months.
All I said was you haven't won a game yet,
right?
So why would you act that way?
Because we won the portal. We can only win what we can win.
What's your record?
In the portal? 2-0 yesterday.
No.
2-0.
No, the portal doesn't get you into the playoffs.
No, it's portal season.
All right.
Here's where the timeline of my criticism for Manny Diaz started.
Okay, you have a timeline.
Yes. So
you have, I thought you don't have Twitter.
You have developed. No. This is a self project, I think, that Robbie has put together.
All right.
So let's get this straight. So this is a timeline of have you wavered, or this is just you've been a scientist recording what's been going on? What, explain this.
Well, first, you know, I wasn't that upset with the hire initially. Like, I mean, I'm
still not upset with it.
Initially, when they hired Manny Diaz, they were in a tough position. Mark Richt had left, and, you know, I didn't like the idea of giving Temple $4 million. I didn't like the fact that he went to Temple, and then he left Temple 3 weeks later. It's not a good sign of things to come. But overall, at the time, I wasn't totally upset. And then his first press conference, he said this.
Everybody has to own 7-6. There's not a blame. There's not a blame to the people who were not retained on the staff as if it was all their fault. If you wore you on the side of your helmet last year, or you wore it over your heart on a coaching shirt, we are all responsible for the 7-6. Therefore, it is all of our responsibility to do everything we can to make sure that never happens again.
Yeah, sound statement. Though, start your press conference.
I think it's a good thing of leadership at the start of things to own what happened.
I was buying into it, even though he fired his entire offensive staff and he kept all the defensive guys, and he said everybody has to own 7-6. Doesn't matter if you're here or you're not here.
But we wanted that offensive staff fired.
Boy. Yeah, that's what we did. We wanted the Rick's son fired.
We got Enos. We're like, oh, he coached Tua. He stood next to him. He was kind of just basically Tua's Joe Philbin, if we're going to be honest. But we didn't know that at the time. I mean, we got duped into thinking Joe Philbin was Aaron Rodgers' guru.
And then later on in that offseason, he said this.
The rules that we live by here at UM. You come to Miami, and for 3 or 4 years while you're at Miami, you can compete for championships every year. Or you can go somewhere else and get your ass kicked by Miami every year you play. And that's it.
Okay. Okay. Obviously, they got their ass kicked a lot. So there seems like there were more than two options.
It seemed like you should humble it down a little
and
bit.
And then during right? the season, I mean, Florida lost, whatever, close game, whatever. North Carolina lost. We were all outraged. But, you know, it's 0-2 first time since 1978, whatever. Then they had that ugly performance against Central Michigan.
Ugly.
Yeah. They got that. They pounded Bethune-Cookman in the meantime. Everybody pounds Bethune-Cookman. That's a bye game.
Fourth and one.
They failed in that 4th and 1. And then they lost to Virginia Tech. They were down 28-0. They came back, made it interesting. But then the final drive.
Now,
they
in
lost.
All things being said, is everybody made it sound like Virginia Tech was going to be terrible, and they weren't. So don't read into that what you will. But when you go here's the other thing that Canes fans have a problem with. You go into every game judging the other team like you're so much better than them. Because you did it with Georgia Tech.
Yep.
You did it with Virginia Tech.
Yep.
You did it with Virginia.
Yep.
Right?
They actually beat Virginia.
And then, well, yeah, but I'm just saying, these are all, you went into that game.
North Carolina.
Right. And so from that standpoint, you go in there with this attitude that you're just supposed to dominate without understanding who you really are from the get-go.
Continue the timeline, Robbie.
So Virginia Tech, you know, it was a bad loss at the time, but later we found out Virginia Tech was a pretty formidable opponent. They weren't that bad. But then, you know, this happened.
They'll stretch the chain out. And Georgia Tech is going to win the game. He is short by a hair's breadth. He missed it by the length. By one link.
What the hell's a hair's breath?
And Georgia Tech celebrates. They throw their helmets into the air.
And on the U.
And they celebrate at Hard Rock Stadium. They win the game by one link of the chain.
Yeah. Rebuild,
on
too.
Miami's home field. 28-21 in overtime. And Miami is stunned.
Yeah, it was a rebuild for Georgia Tech, a true rebuild.
They were transitioning from a triple option.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Canes rebuild when Manny was like, rebuild, we're doing a rebuild. And everybody was like, rebuild? I thought you were going to pick things up, playboy. You're going to come on right in here and do things right.
Mm-hmm. And then Manny Diaz on that Monday said this.
Yeah, the rebuild, probably taken out of context, the rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence. That's what we're rebuilding. And again, like I said, there's no concept of this year not being important because – if you look at the evidence on hand, like I mentioned, we're four plays away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows where we're ranked? Same kids, same everything. all the same plays, all the same mistakes, whatever.
I remember, but like I understand so we're playing the hits here, but like how long is this timeline going to go?
No, it's because it's just
more stuff on the timeline.
Yeah, there's more stuff.
What is the point of this? This is just to get everybody why you're so furious with Manny Diaz.
It's just chronicling the season.
And
all the multiple stupid things he said.
By the way, all this stuff is not make believe stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually things that have happened.
Right.
So all this stuff you talking about, it's 0-0, we won the transfer portal. This is actual football.
Okay.
This is actual.
I'll explain why, though. I think you should take it from a more positive because we're up against it. We'll continue on with this.
We got to play that our favorite game.
We're going to save that for next hour.
All right,
we're going to play Damage is Done, my friend. We're going to save that for next hour, Robbie. We'll get to that. Trust me. This is why I think it's important to celebrate yesterday. We'll be back with more after this. Give me a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 20 minutes time. Just keep on listening for that.
I got to tell you.
Yep.
I was excited about the little beat.
Then the voice came on?
Yeah. Killed it.
Well, this song is not enough time. That's what Manny Diaz said. It doesn't have enough time.
I thought it was not enough time because you don't have enough time to go over the reasons that you hate Manny
Diaz. I couldn't finish the timeline.
Your timeline was like, all right, timeline. I'm like, yeah, but we're like game four in the season. Like, and I don't think we're going to have enough time to get through all the
reasons.
I think
we can finish. We're almost done.
There's more?
Yeah.
More reason?
I guess fast forward through the non-important stuff.
What is the most important reason as to why? What is even the point of this timeline?
It's a proof. It's just to summarize everything that Manny Diaz has said and why everyone's so upset with Manny Diaz and why everyone thinks I have this personal vendetta against Manny Diaz.
But I know why everybody's upset with Manny Diaz, Robbie. Like, I understand why you're upset with Manny Diaz. What I'm trying to tell you, all right, and maybe you can throw in some counterpoints with the timeline with what I'm going to say, but I understand why people are mad at Manny Diaz. I get that. What I'm trying to say, though, is yesterday when you get De'Ara King and you get Roche from the transfer portal to help your team, number one problem being apparently in the offseason we're finding out that there's raves going on in the quarterback meetings. You get a credible quarterback who's thrown 50 touchdowns to join
36.
Your program, whatever.
Ran for 14, though. He did have 50 touchdowns.
Okay, so he had 50 touchdowns. To join your program, that's a good day. That's a good day.
But it was also a good
the
day.
The program should be excited about.
Counterpoint, it was also a good day. Remember the party we had when we found out that Tate Martell was immediately eligible?
I stopped you on that. I cut
Leroy
that.
Did throw cold water on that. But yes, I did remember the day where we got Tate Martell. Counterpoint, we never got to see what he could do. So I don't know if the feelings were warranted or not.
Because you knew.
I didn't know. Well, you knew, but I didn't know. I would like to see whether or not.
You think, let me ask you.
You know me.
If the coach has not played a player, you know.
Counterpoint, James Johnson.
Different reasons.
He saw Tate Martell.
Wasn't because
game.
Of his ability. We've seen him perform.
Yeah, but counterpoint, we didn't know that he could still perform like that, and look at him now.
You didn't know he could still do it. Is a difference than not ever being able to do it.
Okay, but here's the thing. Sometimes when things are going bad, you know what it was like? This is what it reminded me of. Manny Diaz getting the transfer portal wins yesterday, very much like Conor McGregor winning on Saturday against Donald Cerrone in 40 seconds. Yeah. Maybe it was the most tailor-made win for him. A guy who's struggled with southpaw, slow starter, tailor-made for Conor McGregor. But it didn't matter. He got a win. Opens the options up. You know what I'm saying?
And all I'm saying about the Canes is, humble it down a little bit till you get a win.
Right. But do you think? But Conor McGregor is going to be who he is. He's got to fight like Conor McGregor. Can't go out there and fight like somebody else.
But he did humble it down a little bit because he got his ass kicked the last couple of times.
Did he not? I think he humbled it down because of all the arrests and all the trouble.
Whatever the reasons, he knew that, hey, I'm not in a place to be out here talking so much trash. I got to shut it down a little bit.
All right, but
being aware of your situation.
Manny only put out one GIF yesterday. That's normally a four GIF day.
God.
That's normally a four GIF day. And none
make
of them,
it a double.
And none of them King related. I might add. I thought it was going to be like a Game of Thrones.
You can't do that. You know why you can't do that as a coach?
Why?
Because you make it sound like, so sometimes players come in when you do stuff like that, and they think they have carte blanche over everything, and they can do whatever they want. Look at the last couple of quarterbacks, right? Every time the coach came out and said great things about the quarterbacks, and they took it as, I'm the guy, I can go party.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you have to kind of, as a leader, you kind of have to pick and choose how you do that so that the players don't get full of themselves. That's the reality of coaching.
That's the
reality of being a leader. Sorry.
Most important part of the timeline, I forgot. The reason why I had this angst against Matty Diaz was during that offseason, he showed up on the boat at the wharf. And everybody made, but the media ate it up. Yeah. Everybody made a big deal. Oh, look at Manny showing up on a boat. And every transfer portal, he sends out the GIF, the hurricane.
Yeah, but to my point, there's no games right now. So what is he supposed to do? So he's just supposed to not be happy about anything?
It doesn't matter.
Why?
Because you're a firm believer. All right, let me get this straight. The coach can keep carrying on and doing and talking the way, and all the players can keep talking about how great they're going to be because they're not playing any games.
Then
football happens.
Then football happens and you're like, oh, this team really sucks. No, it wasn't that they sucked. They are who they've always been. It's just that they blew so much.
My big problem with Manny Diaz, though, I want Manny Diaz to be brash. I don't like when he tries to backtrack the brashness. When he tries to go and say, oh, well, actually, we are rebuilding. Oh, well, actually, we are rebuilding our confidence. Like, no. If you're going to be the guy, you be the guy. So I want him back. This is the guy I want. I want the guy who's going to be over the top.
But that's not going to get anything done.
It's not going to matter, though. At least he's going to be within his personality. Ed Orgeron can't be Joe Philbin. He's got to be Ed Orgeron at all times.
Yeah, but here. You don't know who Manny is yet. For the simple fact that he was so gung-ho about being the coach in the city that he grew up in, that he went out all, like, you know, Miami, and it had a bad effect on his players. I do believe this. So I think if he wants to be a leader and a good football coach, he has to handle himself differently. Not feel any different. Not feel any less confident. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but you, as the leader of all those young men, have to be more aware so that you're not out there still talking trash when you're getting your ass kicked. That's what I mean. I'm not saying not be confident. I'm not saying not have swag. But I'm saying, guess what? When it's time to eat it, you eat it. You don't backtrack.
Okay, to my point, how long is he supposed to eat it? When is the time to not eat it anymore?
You got
to
eat until you play another game.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
So he's just not supposed to say anything for the rest of the year.
Until you're actually 7-0.
Guess what?
He's wanting to hide. He's supposed to be a hermit.
Your last two games. Three games.
He literally can't, though, do that.
No,
he literally can't do that, though.
So
after the games, you have to.
So wait.
No.
Wait.
You have to go out. You have to. Part of his job is after the season's done, he's got to go get new players for the next season.
When he took over the job, what was the first thing he said?
Own 7-6.
Okay, so I'm telling him to own 6-7.
No, you're telling him to be quiet.
Right, because he was 6-7. So he's got to own that. It's the first
Forever?
Thing.
Like his punishment is silence.
No, until the season starts, because that's what he said when he came in.
That's not all the job, though. He's got to go get new players.
Okay, but that's not what he said when he took the job. He said, all of us, everybody who had the U, had to own 7-6.
Okay.
And guess what? Now they're acting like it never happened. 6-7 never happened. Yes, they are.
Really?
Yes, they are.
Really? They went and got a new quarterback. So how is that acting like it not happened? That's ridiculous.
You're always approving your team. One has nothing to do with the other.
He actually went out and got the position that was the biggest problem last year and got a fix for it.
Okay.
Like, right. how is that acting like nothing happened?
I do believe we're talking two different things.
No, I think we are.
You're always trying to improve your team, okay? You're always trying to get the best players available. That is totally different than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about some of the crap that comes out of the mouths of the people down there with the season that they just had is ridiculous. Nope. That has nothing to do with bringing the best players in.
Because he tweeted out a GIF?
Huh?
Because he tweeted out a GIF?
All right, I give.
Because?
I give. I, like, you know what? I give.
you clowns keep moving on and continuing.
Why are you including me? I'm part of this.
Continuing on the same path.
I
just
I think what you're saying.
It's a clown show. That's what it is. Everything is about everything other than playing football.
Getting a quarterback's not about football?
Playing football.
They got a quarterback last year.
Okay, but this guy has actually played football.
Okay, fine.
Tate Martell did not play football.
So here's what I'll do.
That's a big difference.
Here's what I'll do. I'll reserve all my comments, okay, until football starts.
No, I don't want you to do that. That's not a radio show. I can't have you do that.
Okay.
I can't have you do that.
But here's what you're telling me. You're telling me I have no reason to believe the things that I'm saying because there's no football games.
What happens if all this and then they lose to Temple week one?
No, and it's not, Robbie, I'm not even saying that that's going to happen.
I'm not saying that's
going to happen. I'm not projecting what's going to happen. I'm not even saying what kind of team. They could have a good team next year with the two Russians they have, and, you know, hopefully they get some replacements for the linebacker.
So then the next year he's allowed to talk?
No, I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with, hey, we haven't had the two best seasons. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go out and work and not talk as much because – we talked a lot, and we didn't produce.
Yeah, but
there's nothing wrong with having that attitude.
I understand, man, but I'm also a firm believer in you got to be who you are as a person.
He doesn't know who he is yet. He just got the coaching job. He went out and tried to do the Miami bravado thing, but guess what?
It does. That's who he is.
So you're basically saying he has to be who he is.
He can't be Mark Richt. He's not Mark Richt.
Okay, I'm not saying
that. He's not.
He's been a head coach for a year, dude.
I know.
He doesn't know who he is yet. He doesn't know the best way to do. Huh?
He's a grown man.
No, it doesn't matter. You're still learning. He has to learn how to handle himself and lead men. And he has to make some adjustments with how he does that. Okay, so does he know actually who the best Manny Diaz's head coach is going to be right now? He doesn't know.
I don't think any of that changes his ability to lead men or anything by tweeting out something. I don't think it does.
No. Okay, you're taking one incident. I'm taking the whole big picture since the season ended. The whole thing, right? The whole thing, the whole cockamamie explanations as to why things happened the way they were.
Right.
The whole thing. You know what? It's easy to say we got to own 7-6 when you weren't the head coach. How many times he said we got to own 6-7?
None.
None. Everybody, you know why? Because he was the head coach. So when I look at the two situations, I'm like, you know what? I would have more respect for you if you came out and you owned that too. Because you were the head coach, not when somebody else was the head coach. What's so wrong with that?
You don't think he's owned it, though?
No, he hasn't.
Okay.
He's come up with every excuse and reason as to why they weren't any good.
During the season, he did. He was an excuse machine. I'm surprised that his arms weren't more jacked.
How many times?
With how much he was cranking up the excuse
machine. How many times has he owned 6-7? Have you heard him?
You want him specifically to say
those
words?
Yes.
And then he can tweet?
No.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.